And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Paulette Moreno, President, Alaska Native Sisterhood, Camp Number 4. Welcome to Morning Edition, Paulette.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, you are here to talk about an annual tradition, which is the Thanksgiving dinner hosted at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Founders Hall. Tell us a little bit about that. It's going to be a huge affair, won't it?
Absolutely. The annual Thanksgiving dinner has been a tradition in Sitka for many years, I believe for over 30 or 40 years. It was founded by a group of elders and people from the community that came together that wanted to share the spirit of fellowship during Thanksgiving and during the holidays. We are not only doing the Thanksgiving dinner, but also the Christmas community dinner.
And you host about how many people at the Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, we're expecting close to 300 at each dinner.
And this is for anybody in the community?
Absolutely. We want to extend a special invitation to our neighbors that from the boat harbors, A&B Harbor, New Thompson, Eliason, our veterans, our elders, anybody who'd like to come, especially our valued children.
And this has been a tradition in your family as well, hasn't it, Paulette?
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking. My father, Phil Marino, he lived on a boat for a long time down at the harbor. And this was something that he and some of the other people got together and went to every year and helped grow, as did Isabella Brady, who for many, many years put her whole heart and spirit into the holiday dinners, along with a group of many other people here from Sitka, some that are with us in spirit only, but they're still with us.
And you have been volunteering for these dinners as well for a long time. How many years do you think you've been doing this?
As president of Alaska Native Sisterhood and being involved with the Sisterhood and Brotherhood for at least the past 4 or 5 years, Melissa.
What does it take to put on a dinner for 300 people?
Getting really good chairs. Assigning really, really good chair people. And the community just seems to come together, and this, they know that this is a tradition. They know this is coming up and something that is just wonderful to contribute to. So it takes a lot of organization. It takes a lot of foresight, a lot of planning months before, a lot of shopping. I believe it's 25 turkeys, 15 hams, over 100 pounds of potatoes. The list just goes on, and it's really, really something that the community does. But having really good chairs, we've had Debbie Brentsfield, Rachel Marino, we've had Betty Jo Moore. This year, Wilbur Brown's the president of the Alaska Native Brotherhood Camp 1. He was very involved. And this year, we have the pleasure to have Karen Lucas and Carrie McLean as the chairs of the holiday dinners.
And so I think it's important to note that everyone's a volunteer, and all of this food is donated.
Yes, all the food or the money that is raised for the holiday dinners goes towards the holiday dinners, which is really, really wonderful. And people make their special pies, their stuffing, their mashed potatoes. They bring plates of food down in addition to what our wonderful volunteers cook.
This is a lot of work. What do you think keeps volunteers coming back? What keeps you coming back?
Oh, when you love your people, it doesn't feel like work. It's always an honor to serve.
So let's talk about how people can help if they haven't already.
Okay. Karen Lucas, being the chair of the Thanksgiving dinner, she is accepting donations, not only monetary, but also food-wise. What we really, I think, need help with at this point is people who are able to come down and help serve. Who are able to come down and help perhaps with the desserts or help serve coffee, help do all the different tasks that it takes to deliver food. We're going to be delivering dinners also to people who call us.
So this is a real lifeline for many people in the community who might otherwise not have a family to go home to for Thanksgiving, or who might bring their families because the larger community is their family. When you look out over the A&B Hall during any of these dinners, who do you see? What kinds of people do you see out there?
We see everybody. we see people of all ages, like I said, our valued children to our elders. We see a lot of veterans that come down, a lot of people from the boat harbors come down, a lot of people who are in town just for a short time, or maybe who haven't made the connection yet with the community at large. Like before the interview, I was speaking with you, and you said when you first came to Sitka, you had felt your first really strong connection when you came to the holiday dinner. So we have a lot of people who come in and they feel such a part of the community. It just gives them that warm feeling of home. And that's what we want. We want to continue having that warm feeling of having a home, because the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall and the Alaska Native Sisterhood are doing our very best to open the doors and just make it feel so welcome and so homey to everybody that comes in, and straight to the heart with a good meal.
You know, this seems to really embody the spirit of Thanksgiving, which is to give thanks for those in our lives and give thanks to our communities. Is this a value that underlies what you do?
I believe that collectively we do this in the spirit of Thanksgiving, especially Melissa this year here in Sitka. This has been a very difficult year for so many families and for us as neighbors, as I'm sure in other communities too. This year in Sitka, we've had tremendous loss, tremendous hardship, challenges and things that we've had to face together. And there are those which will have an impact on how they feel this holiday season. So in the spirit of Thanksgiving, even through the hard things that you go through, there is always a silver liner. And that's what we want to bring forward. What is it that you are grateful for this year? What is it that you have a feeling of Thanksgiving for? If it's something tremendous or something small, there's going to be a Thanksgiving tree, and it'll just be some Post-its, and there'll be a big tree that's drawn on a board, and you're welcome to come in and fill out whatever you're thankful for and put that on the board, and throughout the day we'll be reading that. But it's just really going to be the spirit of Thanksgiving for our community, so that we can come together as a holiday. And one thing that we can be grateful for is that we can be together.
That there is a community and others who hold us. Mm-hmm. So again, if you're interested in helping deliver dinners, you can call 752-0654. And if you're interested in donating, 747-7803. And if you want to come down and eat and or help serve, it's from 2 to 5 at the Alaska Native Brotherhood Founders Hall right on Cat Leanne Street on Thanksgiving Day. Anything else you would like to share, Paulette?
Well, I would just like to say how grateful we are from the Alaska Native Brotherhood Camp 4 and the Alaska Native Brotherhood Camp 1 and the Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 4. We are so grateful for the community of Sitka and our neighbors in Southeast at large for all of the love and support that they've given the Brotherhood and Sisterhood throughout this year. There's been many issues that we face that have been difficult. There's been many things in the community that we are responding to as organizations, and it's really nice to see so much support coming forward, not only during those times that we're standing up for our civil rights and the issues that we face, but also at times like this when we are just coming together to share a meal with people. So I would just like to say thank you on behalf of the Sisterhood and the Brotherhood for all that everybody does in our community to come together and to be a family, because we really are one. And we have a lot to be grateful for.
Thank you so much, Paulette. We've been speaking with Paulette Marino, President, Alaska Native Sisterhood. Camp number 4, Community Thanksgiving, is happening at the A&B Hall, 2 to 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving.